Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's not just Friday, it's follow-up Friday, when we dig a little deeper into things that have come up briefly during the show. When we were talking about traveling around the world, someone mentioned Bogota, Colombia, as a city with a model transit system, and I questioned the safety of Bogota with its reputation for both drug gangs and government-backed paramilitaries. Well, a listener wrote in response, that that was an ignorant and dated comment, and that Bogota today is a safe, cosmopolitan, and ever-changing city that is achieving great social inclusiveness, unlike the one seen in many American cities, he says. And the listener wrote, you should also be aware that Bogota now has a lower crime rate than many U.S. cities, including D.C. So let's follow up. With me, Michael Cohn, the author of The Lonely Planet Colombia Travel Guide, and Gabriela Fabres Cordero, founder of United for Colombia, an independent nonprofit organization which provides specialized medical assistance and rehabilitation for disabled Colombian victims of the war on drugs. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Thank you for joining us. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
Gabriela, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
Good. Just recently, the New York Times had an article called Insurgency Weakens, Colombia Beckons, about the retreat of the FARC guerrilla group from just outside Bogota into a much diminished presence, and how, quote, as a consequence of that, Colombia possibly might reenter the world of tourism. So, Mark, do you see Colombia as being at that turning point, or maybe even beyond that point, more well into the world of tourism?
I think that Colombia has actually gone beyond it. In 2007, last year, Cartagena hosted the World Tourism Organization's annual meeting. So, you know, they're already on their way, in Cartagena at least, and in other parts of the country, tourism is growing. You know, your reader or your listener called in and talked about safety in Bogota. Certainly, Bogota is much safer than it was in 2002. But it's still a huge Latin American city with crime. So you wouldn't want to be walking around back alleys at night because of petty thieves and things like that. But as far as
the listener points out, you wouldn't want to be walking around New York or Washington back alleys at night either. But in terms of being especially dangerous because of drug violence or even government-related violence, whatever, do you offer any special warnings in the Lonely Planet Guide?
Well, we encourage people to go to Bogota. We don't have any special warnings because really the narco trade and the paras are out of Bogota. That's not something to be concerned about. Really, mm-hmm. The only thing you need to be concerned about in Bogota these days is, as you mentioned, crime, which is what you'd get in any big Latin American city.
Gabriela, what is the state of the insurgency and safety today?
Well, much better, and I totally agree with what has been said, much better than 6-8 years ago, actually. The fighting between FARC and the army is happening all the way down south in Colombia, where they were pushed down, and the access they used to have, a free access into Bogota, where all the kidnappings were happening, all that has totally disappeared because the FARC units have been dismantled, and the corridors that were able to come into the city and then take into the lower lands those that were kidnapped, all of that is past history. If you look at Bogota, last year there was not one single kidnapped in Bogota. And if you look at the figures in the year 2002, which was the highest, it was 3,500 kidnapped people in the whole of Colombia. Last year, it was a little bit over 100. Still, it's a high figure, but if you compare it with other Latin American cities and countries, you'd see some higher figures in Mexico nowadays and even in Venezuela as well. So not that I say that 100 or so, it's a good number, but it's the trend. Where were we coming from? Where are we going? And what is the comparison to cities similar into the region?
Now, here's a caller, Ed in the Bronx, who says he goes to Colombia regularly. It's beautiful and safe, and he's got some travel tips. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where do you go? Where do you recommend others go?
Actually, Bogota. I have family there, and I would recommend both Bogota. I think your guest had mentioned Cartagena. It's a beautiful coastal town with a lot of great history. I think it dates back some 500 years. Medellin, all these cities have been the focus of some New York Times travel reports in the last year, and they've spoken well about all these places as travel destinations. But as to Bogota itself, they have a tremendous collection of museums, the Gold Museum, the Botero Museum, which houses various old and new physical museums, you know, the architecture is some old, some new, and Botero's collection, which a lot of his work and also Impressionists, etc. There's a beautiful old neighborhood within Bogota, La Candelaria, and also Usaquén, that I'd recommend the shops, the restaurants.
And thank you very much. And Michael, in the Lonely Planet Guide to Colombia, what else is high on your list to do in Bogota?
Bogota is a great place just for wandering, as your caller mentioned. La Candelaria is the old section of town. There's tons of museums, and as you wander around, you go to the Botero Museum, and next door is the Juan Valdez coffee shop. It's just a great place to sit and linger over coffee. And you really, you know, you can't avoid just wandering through some of these cobblestone streets, and they have some beautiful plazas. And Bogota is a real modern international city. So if you go to northern Bogota, it's like going to a different world. You could just, you're suddenly in a modern area with the Zona Rosa, which is an area of nightclubs and restaurants and shops. And it feels completely different, but it's a really nice, interesting place to visit, a great contrast.
Gabriela, where else would you recommend that a tourist go?
Well, you know, somehow Bogota in a way reminds me a little bit of Washington, D.C. You know, actually, if you arrive to the airport, you can take a bicycle and get straight go home just by bicycle. So, you know, it reminds me a little bit of what you eventually could do, you know, in Washington, D.C.
You can rent a bicycle at the airport?
I mean, what I say, if you arrive to the airport and you had a bicycle there, you could ride your bicycle to your home from the airport. Because the routes, the cycle routes around the city, you know, that gives mobility to Bogotanos to be able to move around.
Right.
And you see in the morning, a lot of people on bicycles going to work.
And in fact, the original reason that Bogota came up on the show in the first place was its mass transit system. Do you consider that especially successful, Gabriela?
Absolutely. I think it is. There's a long way to go still, and they're talking about having the metro now, but the fact that the city, from the urban point of view, is much more friendlier and inclusive, and it even, you know, Bogota is a city, the annual Venice Biennale on urban development and inclusiveness and social development, they won the first prize about 2 or 3 years ago, acknowledging that it had just leaped forward into the inclusiveness of, you know, the rich areas and the poor areas all together and having the same possibilities in terms of transportation, in terms of libraries, in terms of technical centers for computers, you know, and parks, and green parks all over. So it's become a very human city, and you know, if you have your bike, of course you can run around the city very easily. The only concern would be the weather, that you might get very wet and very cold along the way.
Michael, the transportation system, I think particularly their well-developed bus system, do you refer to this at all in the Lonely Planet Guide?
Yeah, sure. It's called the Transmilenio. And it was opened up 6 or 7 years ago, and what they did was they plowed through some of these real nasty urban areas, just a straight line up through the city, and widened the streets and put in these buses, which have dedicated lanes, so they're not obstructed by traffic. They're kind of like above ground subways or trolley cars. So these have made getting around Bogota much, much easier. You can get from one side of the city to the other in 40 minutes. It's a huge city, which used to take hours to get across. It's much easier to get around. It's and there are more lanes coming, there's more routes coming into play. They're continuing expanding it. So, yeah, it's really, from what I gather,
relying on buses is cheaper, of course, than building subways, so you can build more of a system than if you had trains. That's one of the reasons it's considered a model for some other cities. And with that, we are out of time, so we have followed up on safety, transportation, and tourism highlights for Bogota, Colombia, with Gabriela Febres Cordero, founder of United for Colombia, and Michael Cohn, author of The Lonely Planet, Colombia. Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Our producers this week, Nuala McGovern, Lisa Allison, Jody Avergon, Kate Hines. That was Debbie Daughtry and Jason Isaac at the audio controls this week. And in case you're interested, I'll be talking politics on television tonight as part of the New York One Reporters Roundtable around 7:30 and 10:30 tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer.